segment this morning. We're going to do another little version of Name That Tune. And we're going to do it a little differently this time. We're going to start off with a little bit of controversy that is surrounding Led Zeppelin and, this will be familiar, the band Spirit. If you remember, listen to this. If you don't feel old already, Tom will feel ancient. 42 years after Stairway to Heaven came out, legal representation for the band Spirit have decided to file a lawsuit against Led Zeppelin for basically ripping off the opening chords to Taurus. Now, if you're not exactly familiar with what I'm talking about, let me play a little excerpt for you, okay? This is Stairway to Heaven's opening, right? We all know that. No, hit the wrong stupid button. I love computers, I really do. There it is. This is the opening to Stairway to Heaven. A more classic song I don't know if I've ever heard. Okay? That's the opening to Stairway to Heaven. Now, back in the day, Led Zeppelin and the band Spirit actually played together on stage. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that Zeppelin opened for Spirit in the late 60s. Here is the song Taurus by Spirit. Obviously some similarities. Is there enough similarity for there to be a lawsuit? Well, we're going to find out. 42 years after the Stairway to Heaven album came out, or the song came out, 17 years after the death of lead singer Randy California, the legal representation for the band Spirit has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against Led Zeppelin. Why? Well, apparently California back in the day always said that, you know, he was upset that Led Zeppelin made millions of dollars off of their music, and you know, Stairway to Heaven was a big contributor to that. The guys from Zeppelin never acknowledged the band. They never said anything about it. You know, listening to the two clips, knowing that they toured together, yeah, okay, I'm going to say there's a real good chance that one influenced the other.
Wait a minute, but influencing the other is not enough for a copyright infringement.
Now, that's what the courts are going to have to find out. Is it copyright infringement or is it influencing? That's a different. But the reason they're doing this now is Zepp is getting ready to release a lot of their songs. They're going to release a lot of the albums and so forth. And,
like anniversary and remembrance kind of albums and box set collections.
The lawyers are saying, we just want California to have writing credit on the album. To be honest with you, I say that's bull crap. That's not what they want. They want some cash.
Right.
Nobody sues just for...
You get writing credit on my album if you and I sat down and worked on the song together.
Yes.
Not if, well, I may have heard you play something and now I've kind of reworked it and now you don't get writing credit for
that. But, I mean, the two are very, very similar. I think that there may be an interesting case. All right. Do you have time to play a little bit of Name That Tune in a different vein?
Sure.
With the huge hit of the Godzilla movies, we're going to play Name That Monster. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to play a monster roar. You have to identify the monster from the roar.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The first monster, you should get this very easy. Try it again. Here we go.
That is Godzilla.
No. Oh,
it's
I'm
not?
So sorry. No, sir, that's Chewbacca from Star Wars.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, this is may not be as easy
as... So we've established right away I'm going to stink at this.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Here's the next monster roar. Let's see if you get this one. Would you like it again?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Either King Kong or one of the dinosaurs from Jurassic Park.
That is the new Godzilla. The new, not nude, but new Godzilla.
I believe he was nude, too.
Yeah, I don't think Godzilla wears pants. Okay, here we go. This one should
be... Oh, my. He's a boy monster. Oh, my.
No, staying away. All right, here, this one you should be able to get.
That's King Kong. See, I think of this.
That is the lion from MGM. That's the MGM lion. All right. Okay. Here we go. Now, this one may be a little bit more tough for you. I don't know how it could be.
They've all been tough for me so far.
I know. All right, here we go.
I have no idea.
That was the T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Right before he lifts the outhouse off that lawyer.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Now, this one, I know you're not going to get this one. Even I've seen this movie several times, and I wouldn't have recognized this. Although somebody out there may get it. Here it is. Have any idea?
Play it one more time. Is it the Beast from Disney's Beauty and the Beast?
Let's take a look. The big board says?
No.
No, that is Predator. It's the monster from Predator. All right, now keep your last answer in mind.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm right now, that is a clip from Beauty and the Beast? There you go.
There you go. That was the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. So that's not bad. That's one out of six.
Yeah, we're not playing that anymore.
I'm telling you, though, you know, I played the old Godzilla roar a few days ago when we did Factor Bullcrap about Godzilla, and that was pretty cool. I like the old Godzilla. Man, that... I like the new Godzilla. I think I may do away with my old Godzilla roar and keep the new one. Just because
so this is just some guy, I think, who just puts his arm across the keys on the synthesizer. Look, there it is.
No, it's not that simple. There's a lot of thought that goes into it. You know, remember the Intel sound? Dum, 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 dum. It's like, what,
sure,
five notes?
Right.
I saw, and God, this is a real explanation of how big of a flaming nerd that I am. I actually watched like a mini documentary on how that simple tune was made. That is a culmination of several different instruments played all at the same time, like marimba and this and that and the other thing, to get that special. The guy spent hours and hours and hours developing that, and you listen to it and go, well, that would take, what, 5 minutes? But it was very distinctive. Everybody, when you hear it, you know that that means Intel. I don't think they use it much anymore, do they? I don't think they do advertising anymore. But anyway, there it is. That concludes our entertainment news and Name That Monster. I wouldn't have gotten the one from Predator. I wouldn't have. Or Beauty and the Beast. This is going to be honest with you. WSAU, here comes Mr. Todd Starnes coming your way.
Local businesses help our communities grow, and helping those businesses grow